for me, journalism is a really cool community service type thing, and that's why I like it. And that's what I always hope to kind of achieve through it.
KHNS News gets a new voice. It is the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That much and more up next. Two king salmon were brought into the Haines Small Boat Harbor Thursday afternoon. Although they probably weren't spawners, it's still a sign summer's on the way. It comes after the first robin sighting and just before the scout hooligan and herring spawn on Mother Nature's master calendar. This month, the resident bag and possession limit is 3 king salmon, 28 inches or greater in length. The non-resident limit is 1. That goes up to 2 in May. The Southeast Alaska King Salmon Sport Fishery is managed under the directives of the Southeast Alaska King Salmon Management Plan, available at the ADF&G website. The directives are based upon the preseason abundance index determined through the Pacific Salmon Commission. This year's index is 1.52, which equates to 49,318 king salmon allocated to the sport fishery. Governor Sean Parnell is asking Alaska Native leaders to lobby the legislature in support of his education initiatives. He addressed officials of the Tlingit Haida Central Council, Sea Alaska Corporation, Alaska Native Harbor Seal Commission, and other groups at Wednesday's Native Issues Forum in Juneau. Parnell asked for support of his merit-based performance scholarship program, which began last year. He said he's willing to include a needs-based component, but he opposes using the program for students who pass the high school equivalency exam, earning what's called a GED. He said that would create a double standard.
You have one class of kids that were counting on it and were earning it, and another class of young people who don't have to go through the same rigor and yet are being given the scholarship. And that's not something I support. I think there are other ways to address that, but certainly not to incentivize getting a GED rather than getting a high school diploma.
Parnell also asked for support of his kindergarten through high school funding plan. That would give Alaska school districts a one-time payment to help cover inflation. He criticized Senate plans for a several-year increase. The governor was asked if his administration would enforce tribal child support orders. A judge recently told the state to turn over about $50,000 garnished from permanent fund dividends to the Tlingit Haida Central Council. The money went to custodial parents. Parnell said his administration will work with the tribes, but his support was qualified.
You should expect that we will continue to work on a daily basis, as we do with the tribe, on these matters to the best of our ability, and we will also work through and abide by lawfully obtained orders.
The governor was also asked to push for more support of subsistence rights. He said his administration would manage fisheries for long-term sustainable harvests, but it would not match federal standards, which place a higher priority on subsistence.
What I can pledge to you is that we will listen, we will treat the cultures with respect to subsistence, and we will work with the federal government so much as it's within our power to do so from a lawful and legal perspective, from what we're sworn to uphold.
Parnell also pledged to provide a village public safety officer to communities that want one, and he said he would try to help tribes with rising VPSO administrative costs. The carbon monoxide poisoning that killed 5 Whitehorse residents in January was accidental, said the Yukon Fire Marshal this week. A report on the investigation into the deaths of the 2 adults, 2 school-age children, and a family friend, however, did identify problems with the rented home's heating system. The deaths of Canadians Brad and Valerie Rusk, their 2 children, and friend Donald McNamee occurred within one household in the Yukon earlier this winter and were discovered by a friend of the family the next morning. The fire marshal's report writes that the masonry chimney was crumbling in the rented home and bits of material had fallen inside, leading to the chimney freezing over and blocking the vent. It also said that parts of the furnace had not been properly installed in the rented home. The report says faulty installation of a replacement boiler, which was not all permitted or inspected, also contributed to the frozen chimney. The coroner on the case will use the fire marshal's results in her final report, which is not yet released. The Yukon government is setting up a working group of furnace safety and expects to have a report within a matter of weeks. There's someone I'd like you to meet. You'll recognize Margaret Friedenauer's name as a regular byline in the weekly Chilkat Valley News. And soon, it'll be the name signed off in the KHNS local news. She's hired as the new news director at the local radio station. This job, as a matter of fact, that I'm doing as we speak. Welcome to KHNS.
Thanks, Tara.
We're really excited to have you here and are excited that we have someone who already knows journalism in the Upper Lynn Canal.
Yes, a little bit. For about a year, I guess.
About a year working with the Chilkat Valley News. And then what was your experience before that?
Well, I got into journalism by starting at the college paper at UAA in Anchorage a while back, and then Fairbanks Daily News Miner for several years, and then a short time at a newspaper in Washington State, a little freelance work for a couple places, and the newspaper in Santa Fe, and then we came here last summer and I started at the Chilkat Valley News.
Okay, so it sounds like all paper, but mostly, why are you interested in radio?
Well, I was a little nervous about the idea, but it's still news, and that's what I'm most comfortable with. And I think just learning different mediums of that is still really fun and interesting, and that's just kind of what this feels like. I don't ever anticipate ever wanting to learn the medium of television news, but radio news has always been interesting and something that I, you know, I found interesting and curious about. So it was kind of a cool opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you're a great fit and that your understanding of local issues is such an important quality to have when you're moving into this job. And I think you're really going to be excited about the excitement of daily news, which you've done before, and the creativity that can come out in a radio story.
Yeah, a little more creative. You find your voice in writing, but then even that gets kind of not boring, but you know, you kind of do the same thing over and over, and writing is always exciting to me, but I think radio is you're right, creative is kind of a lot more fun sometimes. So. And I know a lot of people are going to miss you, Tara, though. A lot of people have said that you've been here a while and it's been a great tenure, and I'm sure they're really going to miss you. So.
Well, I'm not going too far.
That's true.
I'm saying I'm moving to the Upper Lynn Canal. I'm going to be here in a different form, and we'll still be close by.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that very much. So I might need some help.
I doubt much, but yeah, we're really excited to have you. And do you have any, you know, particular goals in strengthening your career in journalism by going into radio?
I'm still consider myself a journalist, and that's what I'm very proud of. But it's not like I'm taking this job so that in a year I can apply to, you know, NPR or something. You know, mm-hmm. we're here for the indefinite future, and it's kind of nice to just feel at home somewhere and to still continue doing a career that I've kept trying to develop over the years, and it's really the career I'm most comfortable with. And so that's good. I mean, I still think I'm enough of a newcomer that I'm not that you are, but that I'm not jaded yet. I think that's easy to do when you're in journalism, if you're in a place a long time. And I do know basics, which is good, but I'm excited to do more, you know, have a base knowledge of events and news in the Lynn Canal, but also expand on that a little bit and get creative with radio with it a little bit and just keep going at it. I've always said it's corny, but like for me, journalism is a really cool community service type thing, and that's why I like it. And that's what I always hope to kind of achieve through it, is provide a community service for people. And that's what I work toward. So you can't please everybody, but I try to be a good journalist, and that's what all I can do. So
that's a great philosophy. It is.
Thanks.
And it is kind of like that. And you get to know the community in a different way than you ever would in any other job. And I'm so thankful for what this job has allowed me to learn, and the people I've been able to meet and talk to, and the subjects I've been able to explore in this job. And I just can't imagine getting that anywhere else. And I'll miss it dearly, but I'll still be doing some of it in a different form.
Oh, good.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. That'll be great.
And you'll also get to expand to Skagway, because you don't cover Skagway as it is now, but you will be in this job.
Right. Yeah, that's exciting, because I don't. And working at the newspaper, we're very Haines-specific which is good, but and Klukwan, but expanding to Skagway will definitely be, I'm excited about that and getting to know Skagway a little bit more. So
good. Yeah. Well, the plan is you'll be in here starting mid-month.
And,
yes. And we'll be kind of easing into it then.
Okay. Finding my voice. So
yeah. And people can still continue to call with feedback and news ideas to the newsroom to 766-2020 extension 2 or 983-2853 extension 2. And the email is still the same, news@khns.org. And we're also going to have a news hiatus while we're going through this exciting transition. But while there's no local news next week, you can continue to go to our website for your news needs. KHNS.org's news page is a resource stuffed with news feeds from around the region, the state, and the rest of the U.S., and even nearby Canada. At that page, you can also find links to our KHNS News Facebook page and also our Twitter feed. And check out any of the archive newscasts, along with photos that go with our stories. Thanks, Margaret. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Tara.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to you, who have sat down for interviews, called with news tips, offered valuable feedback, or have become part of the KHNS family by simply turning on the radio. Thank you.